The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Parashas B'chukesai, last parasha of Sefer Vayikra. Im B'chukesai Teilechu, if you will walk in my statutes, and my mitzvahs you shall guard, and you shall do them, then I will give you rains in their proper seasons, and the land will give forth its fruit, its crops, and the trees of the field will give their fruit. And your threshing season will go into the season of the cutting of the vine, and the cutting of the vine that season will go into the planting season, and you shall eat your bread to satisfaction, and you'll dwell with trust and confidence in your land. And I will give peace throughout the land, and you shall lay down and not fear. And I will destroy all of the wild beasts from the land, and the sword shall not go through your land. And the Torah continues to tell us of the brochas. And there are seven brochas which are mentioned here. Then the Torah tells us, V'naisish muli, v'naisasva is called mitzvah seilu. If you will not listen to me, and you will not do all of these mitzvahs, v'im b'chukesai timoasva, and you will reject my statutes, you will despise my statutes, and you will despise my laws, the guilty asis is called mitzvahs, you will not fulfill all the mitzvahs and you will not keep the covenant, so I also shall do this to you. And so forth. Then the Torah goes into all of the klolos, the curses, the opposite of the brochis. Here we have in this parsha, we have brochis and klolos, blessings and the curses. And the Torah tells us what to do if you want brocha, and what not to do if it's a question of the opposite of brocha, of curses. Rashi explains, Im b'chukesai teilechu, if you will walk in my statutes. What does that mean? The first thing that's mentioned in the parasha is if you will walk in my statutes. How does one walk in Hashem's statutes? Yochel ze kiyuma mitzvahs. Does this refer to the fulfillment of mitzvahs? Kishu aimer ves mitzvaysai tishbaru. Immediately after the Torah says that you shall fulfill my mitzvahs. It says, Im b'chukesai teilechu, if you will walk in my commandments, and you will fulfill my commandments. So what does it mean if you will walk in my commandments? Cannot mean fulfilling the commandments, because that's what the Torah tells us immediately afterwards. Hare kiyum ha-mitzvah zomor. Homani makayim im b'chukaisai teilechu, shetiu ha-melim b'torah. So what then does it mean? You shall walk in my commandments and my statutes, that you shall labor in Torah. Ves mitzvosai tishmuru, hevi ha-melim b'torah al-manas lishma lakayim. You should labor in Torah on the condition to fulfill all of the mitzvahs. And a little later, Rashi tells us, in Pasuk Tesvav, in Pasuk Yudalet, Bimleisish Muli, if you will not listen to my commandments, what does that mean? Liyois Amelim B'Torah, you will not labor in the Torah. Then, all of these klolos, these curses, will fall upon the people. Then Rashi explains a little further. Hare Sheva Averis. There are seven Averis mentioned here. Harishayne geireres hashniya. Chayin arashvis. The first one draws the second one brings on the third one, until the seventh. What are the seven aveiros? Leilomad. First, if a person will not labor in Torah, leosro. Then he will come not to fulfill the mitzvahs. From there, he will go on to a third aveira, mawas ba'acherim ha'osi, that he will reject others that do fulfill the mitzvahs. From there, he'll go to a fourth aveira, sonei asachachomim, he'll hate the wise. There, he'll go on to a further aveira, menea, the fifth aveira, menea sa'acherim, he will prevent others from doing mitzvahs. From there, kefir b'mitzvahs, he will deny the mitzvahs, until finally he'll be kefir b'ikar, he'll deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's what's mentioned here, in le'sish mulay, le'sasu is called mitzvah zeda, v'im b'chukai se timoasu, v'im mishpotai tigal nafshechem, v'ilti asis is called mitzvah zay, l'hafrechem es brisi, until finally he will break the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his people. Now, let's examine this. There are seven mitzvahs mentioned here, and seven averas. In the mitzvahs, the first mitzvah is to labor in Torah. And then Rashi tells us that one mitzvah brings on a second. If one will labor in Torah, then he will go and fulfill mitzvahs. If he fulfills mitzvahs, then he will have love for others who fulfill mitzvahs. Then from this will bring him to love of the wise, of the sages, of the Talmidei Chachamim. Because he's a person who labors in Torah, he's a person who appreciates Torah, he fulfills mitzvahs, he has a love for others to fulfill mitzvahs, so he will love the wise. From here he will go on to influence others to do mitzvahs. He will eventually accept upon himself all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, and will then accept upon himself the covenant of Hashem and the Klal Yisrael. The converse is that Rashi tells us, this is from the Chazal, that if he will not labor in Torah, then eventually he will not do mitzvahs. If he will not do mitzvahs, then eventually he will despise others that will do mitzvahs. If a person does not labor in Torah, he will not fulfill mitzvahs. Someone who does not fulfill mitzvahs for himself eventually has no time for others that fulfill mitzvahs. And he becomes estranged and he must rationalize and justify his actions. So he'll reject others that fulfill mitzvahs. From there this will bring him to a higher level, or a lower level we should say, of hating the Chachamim. That's the fourth avera. From there, he will even go so far as to try to prevent others from doing mitzvahs. From there, he will deny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever commanded such mitzvahs, all in justification, self-justification. And from there, he will deny even the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see how step by step, there can either be a complete build-up of Torah and Amunah, or there can be a complete degeneration, a complete corruption of Torah and mitzvahs and Amunah and Hashem. And the Torah tells us that if there will be this build-up of Torah and mitzvahs, then you will have the brachos. If not, then there will be all of the klolos. And there are many, many klolos mentioned in this. In this parsha, if we were to examine this closely as to what is the source of brocha, we're speaking here, this parsha is speaking of brocha and klola. What is the source of brocha and what is the source of klola? So it's all beheld in the first word of the Sedra. If you will walk in my statutes. This is the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands a Jew in regards to brocha. im bechukesai teilechu, if you will walk in my statutes. And what is the interpretation of that? That Rashi brings from the Chazal, have yamelim b'Torah, if you will labor in Torah. This means that the key to all bracha is labor in Torah. The key to the lack of bracha, to affliction, and to curse, is the lack of labor in Torah. This is what is comes out of this sedra. Now, why should it be this way? Why should we say that the labor of Torah is so important? The labor of Torah is so necessary. Can't a Jew be a good Jew without laboring in Torah? Can't a Jew be a believer without constant amelus b'Torah? The Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin reveals to us something which is very fascinating. Gemara Masechet Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Omed Beis. Tonu Rabbonim. Samtem. Pasuk says v'samtem. This is speaking that you shall take the words of Torah and place them on your heart. Samtem. So the Gemara says the words v'samtem means sam tam. Sam is a medicine, a drug. Tam is perfect. Nimshel Torah kesam chayim. The Torah is like a perfect medicine. What does this mean? Moshel Odom shehika es b'nei maka gedelu. Example is given a person that struck his son. Shehika es b'nei, his son became stricken with a maka gedola, with a very bad wound. Ve'nich le'ritiyah makosei. So he placed a ritiyah. He placed a bandage with medicine on the wound. He said, my son, as long as this medication is covering the wound, so then you can do what you want. You can eat whatever you want. You can drink whatever you want. Whatever you desire. You can bathe in cold water. You can bathe in hot water. And you have nothing to worry about. As long as the medication is covering your wound, then you may do what you want. You have nothing to worry about. Do whatever you desire. Bimato maviro. But if you will take this off your wound, harehu malanumi, then it will become infected. And then you must be very careful how you bathe and what you eat. The Israel bini. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, my son, my children. Barasi Yetzohara uBarasi Leitera Tavli. I have created the Yetzohara, which means that I have created in the world a power of evil. This power of evil is a realistic power which is in the world and it's in every person. Because Baruch Hu created man min Adama, min Ofra Adama, from the ground. So he gave him his evil inclination, Yetzohara. He gave him the Yetzohara. He placed in him his worldly instincts and inclinations to do evil. This is a power in man and a power in the world. And I created it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. U'barasi le'teira tavlin. And I have created the Torah as a tavlin, as a spice to neutralize this. Imatem oskim b'Torah. If you learn Torah, labor in Torah, in atem nimtzori b'yodei, then you will not be given over to the hand of the Yitzhahara. Shnema aleim teitiv says, if ein atem oskim b'Torah, if you do not learn Torah, atem nimtzori b'yodei, you will be given over to the hand of the Yitzhahara. Shnema lepesach atas reivetz. Now, what is so fascinating about this Gemara? Several things. The first thing is the Torah tells us, the Gemara is telling us that Kodesh Baruch Hu saying that if you will labor in Torah, you will not be placed into the hands of the Yetzer. If you will not labor in Torah, then you will be placed in the hands. What does this mean? Isn't it possible for a Jew to keep mitzvahs, to daven, to put on tefillin, to keep Shabbos, and also not be given over to the Yetzer Hara? Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says very clearly, Im atem oskim b'Torah, if you will labor in Torah, then you will be free of the Yetzer Hara. If you will not labor in Torah, then you are given over, atem nimtzorim b'yodah, you are given over to the hand of the Yetzer Hara. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that I created two things in the world, the power of evil and the Torah. There is only one power in the world that can completely devastate, completely neutralize the power of the Yetzer Hara, and that's Torah. If you cleave to Torah, if you learn Torah, then you're free from it. If not, you're not free. This is one thing that we see from the Gemara. Perhaps one would ask, just how powerful is this evil inclination? How powerful is it? So the Gemara tells us. V'lei od, ele shekol maso yamatno boch, shenemar ve'ilechet shukosei. The entire ambition, the entire of the creation of the Yetzer Hara is to overpower the person. And a person's desire is to this power of evil. But vima toreitza tomeishu bay, but you have the power to rule over him. And that's through learning Torah. This Yetzer Hara is so strong that even the Creator calls it Ra. The Creator calls it evil. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he brought the flood, so Hashem said that no longer will he bring flood, a complete flood on man. Why? Because Yetzer Lev Odom Ra Minu Urav. Because the creation of man's heart has evil in it from his earliest days. Minu Urav. And actually, Nu Urav means a lad, but the Gemara Darshins mean Nin Orav from the first time he moves from the womb. The minute the child moves out of the womb, already there is the power of evil in his heart. Actually, there's a chazal that says that a small baby that's born, if you don't watch it, he'll put his hand in fire. He's willing to damage himself. But if you take a small animal, no matter how small they are, they already have an instinct on how to guard themselves from danger. This shows that in man, the power of self-destruction is within him from birth. And this is the power of the Yetzer Hara. And the Seichel and the Yetzer Tov does not come till later. So therefore, the mother or the father must guard him. Min urav, from the minute he moves from the womb. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Yitzrei Shalodim Ischade Shalod B'chol Yem Shnema Rakol Hayem. The Yetzer Hara renews itself every day with new vigor and energy. Yomar B'shimim Levi Yitzrei Shalodim Ischade B'chol Yem Mavakshei Hamisei. It renews itself every day with more vigor and energy and tries to destroy man. Shnema Tsefer Rosh Latzadik Umavakish Lamisei. This Rasha, he looks to destroy man. This is his ambition. This is his goal. And he is so strong that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not help the individual, then man would not be able to conquer him. Tana de Beit Bishmul Bini im Poga Boy Boch Menuvel Zea Moshkele Beis HaMedrash. The Beit Bishmul said, my son, if you meet up with the Yetzirah, there's only one thing to do. Bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. Bring him into the yeshiva. Sit and learn with him. Im Evan Hu, if he's like a stone, Nimoah, he will be melted. Im Barzel Hu, if he's like steel, then mispeitzet, he will be broken. Shenemar haleko dvorai ke'eshnu ma'ashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that my word is like fire, ukepati shefeitzet sela, and it's like a hammer that breaks stones. Therefore, if he's a stone, he will be melted. Because my word is like water. The Torah is like mine. And water can eventually wear away a stone. So the Gemara here tells us very clearly that the power of the Yetzer is so strong that it can devastate man. And his entire goal is to come and to destroy man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a balance for this Yetzer. And the balance is Torah. And only Torah. If you will learn Torah, then you have nothing to worry about. If not, something else. The Gemara tells us that a mitzvah is making be'inno. If a person does a mitzvah, so the schus of the mitzvah will guard him from evil while he's doing the mitzvah. But after he does the mitzvah, not necessarily so. Torah, if a person is learning Torah, it's making be'idno u'shelei be'idno. It will guard him from evil while he's learning Torah and after he learns Torah. This is the power of Torah. This is one very important principle we see from this Gemara. See another important principle also from this Gemara. The Gemara uses the example where a father had a son that had a very serious wound, and he put on a whole plaster with a bandage with medication. And he said, as long as you have that on, then you don't have to worry about anything. You can eat whatever you want. Rashi says you can even eat honey, even though that's something very bad for the wound. You can eat what you want. You can bathe. If you don't have the medication on, then you must be very careful. So is it with Torah. This means that the power of Torah is so strong that not when a person is learning Torah, he has to be careful of the Yetzer Hara. When a person is learning Torah, he doesn't have to worry. If he's not learning Torah, then he must be very careful where he goes, where he walks, what he looks at, what he eats, and so forth. Even if he's keeping within the mitzvahs of the Torah, he has to be careful what he drinks, what he eats, and so on. But if a person is learning Torah, and he's laboring in Torah, then you don't have to worry. That's another thing that we learn from this Gemara. And the third thing that we learn from this Gemara, which is related to the second, that is that Kodesh Baruch Hu said that I have created the Yetzer Hara, and I have created Torah Tavlin. Created the Yetzer Hara, and I've created the Torah as a Tavlin. Tavlin means a spice. What does that mean? A spice. It should say that I have created the Torah as a refu, as a cure, or as a defense. What does it mean, a spice? So the answer to that is the Gemara mentioned. The Gemara says, Ve'elov chukosoi, that a person's desire, it was built in the person, where he has a burning desire to go after, to follow his Yetzer Hara. Person wants to follow his Yetzer Hara. He wants to eat what he shouldn't eat. He wants to drink what he shouldn't drink. He wants to take what he shouldn't take. So forth. Kina, taiva, vahagaiva. He has lusts. He seeks honor. He seeks ambition. He has jealousy. And the person desires the Yetzer Hara. Now, if an individual has a great desire, a person has a... Many times you find the person has a great yearning, a great thirst for something. And no matter what he eats, he's not satisfied. If you take a toddler and a spice and you put it in the food, this satisfies him. A spice has a power to satisfy a person. People who have to be on salt-free diets will tell you that they get very little satisfaction from eating. The spice has the power that it can satisfy a great yearning that's in the person, that's within the person. This is what it means, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavli. I created the Yetzirah and I created the Torah as a spice to fill the yearning that the individual has for the Yetzirah. If he doesn't learn Torah, he constantly yearns for something. He learns the Torah, he satisfies it. And now he doesn't have to worry about anything else. And we can go even one step further. In the example that was given, that my son, you don't have to worry, if you have on this medication, you can do what you want. There the Meforshim, the commentaries tell us that when a person learns Torah, and he labors in Torah, and Torah is a part of him, so he has the power not of escaping his Yetzer Hara, but of utilizing the Yetzer Hara, where the Yetzer Hara can be utilized for good, where these strong ambitions, these strong desires that he has, these strong yearnings that he has, not that he has to run away from them, but they can be utilized for good. For example, a person has tremendous drive towards evil. If he learns Torah, he doesn't have to divorce that drive from himself. But that drive can be utilized in Torah. The drive can be utilized for good. Can be sublimated for good endeavors. And that's what the Gemara says, Bini, if you meet up with the Yetzer Hara, so Moshkeh la Beis HaMedrash, bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. Doesn't say to separate yourself from him. Bring him into the Beis HaMedrash and learn with him. He can become part of you. This is what the Gemara says, that you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha with all of your hearts. What does it mean, with all of your hearts? Shtei levavcha, with your Yetzer Tov and your Yetzer Hara. You can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu both with the good that's in you, and even with the evil that's in you, you can serve Hashem, because the evil is also a force, except it's a force that has not been directed properly, has not been harnessed properly, but it's a tremendous force, it's a tremendous energy. If this force is harnessed and directed in the proper channels, then you can serve the Almighty even to a greater degree than you could serve Him only with the Yetzer Tov. You should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu both with your Yetzer Tov and your Yetzer Hara. This is what we learn from these Gemaras. At any rate, we see that if a person labors in Torah, then he'll be in a position where he will not be given over to the hands of the Yetzer Hara. If he doesn't labor in Torah, then there is no other way. He falls prey to the Yetzer Hara. And this means that he has furthered himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
From Rashi we also see, and Rashi points out, someone who labors in Torah will come to fulfill mitzvahs. He will fulfill mitzvahs. He will love others that fulfill mitzvahs. Then he will love the wise. The converse, someone who does not labor in Torah, we see a process of estrangement. He will not fulfill mitzvahs. He will despise those that fulfill mitzvahs. He will despise the wise. He will try to prevent people from fulfilling mitzvahs. We see a whole process of becoming estranged. This is told to us in the Torah, in the parasha of the Mishkan, when we were commanded to build the Mishkan. So there it states that the Oren HaKodesh, which kept the Sefer Torah and the Luchos HaBris, the stone tablets, had a Zer Zahav, had a golden crown on it. This symbolized the crown of Torah. And it's written, it's pronounced Zer, which means a crown, but it's written Zor. The way it's written in the Torah, it can be read Zor, which means stranger. So the Medrash tells us, it can either be a crown or a stranger. Zocho, if a person is Zeche in Torah, then it becomes a crown to him. If he's not Zoche in Torah, it becomes a stranger to him. There's no middle point. Either it becomes his crown, or it becomes a complete stranger to him. And this is a Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that the Torah is very jealous. If a person gives his whole life for it, then he's zeicha to it. Then the Torah will reveal himself. The fact is, Rashi brings there that for a person who will give his life to the Torah, so then the Torah will come and reveal her secrets to him. But if a person does not give his life for Torah, Halemi Torah leprokim, he learns Torah like anything else. Spends a little time here, a little time there. And he does not go at it with a great seriousness. Then it becomes a complete stranger to him. And the Gemara brings the pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech from Mishle. Ha-ne'ef isha chos alev. An adulterer is someone who lacks heart for his wife. Zeh halei mitola leplokim. This is the same as someone who studies Torah in a very, very periodical fashion. A very, very non-serious fashion. The Gemara refers to this as a noach isha, an adulterer. He studies Torah together with other philosophies, together with other wisdoms, together with other arts and other cultures. He places Torah also on the same schedule. And why is this? Because Torah is a part of a person. It says, Torah tziva lona meisha, morosha ki hilish Yaakov. Torah was commanded to us by Meisha, an inheritance to the Kihilish Yaakov. So Rashi, Parsha Zeis Abrocha, brings the Chazal, Al tikri merosha, ela meoresis. It is not an inheritance, but meoresis. It's a bride. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael as a bride. And a bride becomes very jealous. If the chosen does not give to the bride his entire heart, then she estranges herself from him. And so does the Torah. This is what the Chazal tell us. Yisrael ve'orai shechatu. Israel and the Torah is one. They are inseparable. Therefore, if a person will give himself to the Torah, like one would give himself to a bride, then Nasezer, it becomes a crown to him. She will become a crown to him. And she reveals her greatest secrets to him. If he does not give himself over to the Torah in such a fashion, the Nasezerlei, the Azor, she becomes a stranger. And this is the process that we find here. Le Omal, he didn't labor in Torah. So eventually then Le Shomar, he doesn't keep the mitzvahs. Doesn't keep the mitzvahs, he starts to despise others who fulfill the mitzvahs. Then he starts to despise the chachomim. And then he starts to despise the mitzvahs themselves. Until there's a complete breakdown, a complete estrangement between the person and the Torah. It is for this reason that the Gemara tells us in Masechta Seita, Daf Chav Beis Omer Aleph, Atanoim Mavle Olam, that someone that from the Mishnah renders decisions, baskins alochos, brings destruction to the world. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? Shemerin halocha b'teich mishnosim, where he renders decisions of the Torah merely from the Mishnah. This means, the Maral explains, we've gone into this at length at other times, the Maral explains this in the Siva Torah, that if someone comes to render decisions, paskin shailas, either from the Mishnah or merely from the Shulchan Aruch, so this brings destruction to the world. Why? Because this is not Torah. Torah must be linked to amelus b'Torah, to the laboring of Torah. When one learns Torah, so he must learn Torah from its very source. He must learn Torah from the Torah Shebiksav and Torah from the Torah Shebalpeh, from the Gemara. He must go into the depths of the Torah. He must go into the reasons of the Torah. He must go into the pilpul of the Torah, the entire discussion of the Torah, and the debate of the Torah. Until finally, he can come to the decision, to the conclusion, which is then brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Which means, Masik Shmaitza Libri Hilchaso. Where he brings, he understands from the very source, the final halacha. This is Torah, because Torah must be hand in hand with Tiyuah Melim Torah, with the labor of Torah. But if he merely quotes halachas from the Shulchan Aruch without understanding all of the depth and the secrets which are behind the Torah, behind this halacha, then this is not Torah. This is not laboring in Torah. Because the Torah is the Seichel Elyon. Torah is the Seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for one to reach that Seichel, for a man to reach that Seichel, this takes great, great labor. And through constant study and constant labor, and constant chidush, which means to learn things at new depths that he did not understand before, then he comes to the Seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Torah. This is why the Chazal tell us that if a person will tell you Yogati, Velei Motzosi, that I labored and I did not find Torah, do not believe him. If he will tell you that I found Torah and I didn't labor, also do not believe him. If he tells you that I labored and I found Torah, then you must believe him. She'ein Torah b'lei yegiyah. Because there is no Torah without labor. What does this all have to do now with Brocha and Klolo? The Rambam brings, I've quoted this Rambam many times, the Rambam brings in the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, Mitzvah zeh min haTorah lizay kolariya bechatzeitzreis al kol tzora shetovei al hatzibur. It's a positive commandment from the Torah that a person, that the people, should be lizay. They should cry to Hashem, and they should blow with their trumpets and their shofars on every tzora, every misfortune that comes upon the community. Shneimar, as it says in the Torah, Alatzor Hatzere Eschem Vahara Eisem Bechatzeitzeres. It says in the Torah that when the misfortune befalls the community, we shall blow the trumpets. Kleimar Kol Dovish Yetzelechem. Rambam says this refers to everything. For example, famine, plague, locusts, so forth. Dovish Emidarki Atshuvahu. And this is a way of tshuva, of doing tshuva, repentance. Shebizman shetovei tzora v'yizaku aleho v'yoriyo yedu akol shebeglal ma'aseh moroim heira lehem. Because when people will react this way, then they will know that it's because of their actions this is coming upon them. Kakosu v'abneisechem hitu. Our acts cause this. And in turn, this will cause now the misfortune to leave them. But if they will not cry out to Hashem, and they will not blow with their trumpets, they'll say that what's happening is merely natural phenomena. It's coincidental. Ritzorazu nikra nikres. This tzora is nikro nikreis. This tzora that's taking place is merely coincidental. Harezu derech achzorius. This is a very ruthless way. V'geremes lehem lidovek b'masim haroim. Because then they will not change themselves because of what is happening. And they will continue on the same way. V'teisif ha-tzora tzuras ha-tzoras acheres. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to bring further tzoras. Hu shekosu b'torah. And then the Rambam quotes the pasuk from our parsha, "Ushikosa b'Torah va'alachti mimi b'keri va'alachti gamani emochin b'chamas keri." In our parsha, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "If you will not labor in Torah, you will not keep the mitzvahs, I will bring the curses on you." So there it states, "And you will walk with me b'keri." Keri means this from the word mikra. Mikra means in a coincidental, incidental manner. You will walk with me in an incidental manner. And I also, therefore, will walk with you in an incidental manner. What does that mean? That when I will bring tzora upon you, in order that you should do tshuva, if you say it's an incidental phenomena, then I will add also more incidental I also will react in a way of coincidence, in a way of an incidental manner. What is the Rambam telling us? He's telling us something very important. When heaven forbid, a tzara befalls upon a community or an individual, the question is why. Popular belief is that it's not related to the person's act. If there is a famine, what does it have to do with me? If there is inflation, what does it have to do with me? If there is trouble in the Middle East, what does it have to do with me? What does it have to do with us? There's starvation, poverty, sickness. What does it have to do with me? So then why is it happening? It's a natural cause of events. If you leave things pursue their own courses in the arena of the world, so you are bound to come to such developments. This is the popular, this is the normal reaction. And also in a personal sense, if a person personally is suffering because of various trauma, home problems, domestic problems, financial problems, problems with children, sickness, whatever it might be, so also it's a natural metamorphosis of events. This is the normal reaction. If one thinks this way, so this is a kefer b'hashkochas Hashem. He is denying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu governs the world. Because this would be good in a free-for-all. If the world was a free-for-all, if the world was hefker, and everything just took its own course, everything just went in its own direction until it stopped or until it collided with something else, then we would have such a situation. But since we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu governs every movement of the world, so we can't say that these things are just happening. To say they're just happening, that's mikro nikres. They're just happening. It's coincidence. To say that they're just happening, that's va'alachtem b'keri. That's to walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an incidental manner. If they are all from Hashem, so now the question is why? Why is He bringing this to us? The answer, the Torah's answer to this is because we are causing it. For one reason or the other, we are the cause of it. Man is the cause. Man is the central point of the universe. Man is the paramount point of the universe. Everything that happens in the universe is because of man. If it comes upon a particular community or a particular individual, we are the ones who are causing it. Therefore, the person is obligated to react. So this is what the Rambam says. If a person sees a misfortune befalls his community, the community must react. If they react, so they are recognizing it, that it's the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they don't react, then their non-reaction is a denial that it's the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they do react, and they therefore recognize that it's the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they will start to inspect and to probe as to why is it coming. And they will find out why it's coming, and they will be able to rectify it. If they don't react, and therefore they're denying that it's the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so v'halachtem imi b'keri, they walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such an incidental manner that everything happens has nothing to do with Hashem or they themselves, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will also walk with you b'keri. I will add more. I will bring more suffering in order to awaken you. And that's why the Rambam says it's derech hakzorius. Not only is it something that lacks seichel, but it's derech hakzorius, it's ruthless. This is something very important for us because we live in a world which is constantly befallen by tragedy. And we become immune to it. We become immune. We don't react whatsoever. This is what the Rambam says. Now, Yisurin, affliction, is brought upon a person for one of two reasons. It is either brought upon a person because he has gone far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring him closer. Or it's brought upon a person who is already close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring him even more close. This is what the Gemara calls Yisurin Shel Avo. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurin to bring those who have gone far away even closer, close to them. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring Yisurin to close people to him in order that they should come even closer. For example, by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tested Avram Avinu with great tests. This was great, this caused great trials and tribulations and afflictions to Avram. But this was to bring him even closer. This, in general, is what Yisurin come from. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurin to Rishoyim, but he wants to destroy them. He'll bring it to destroy them, or he'll completely devastate them. But by people who believe in him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurin to bring close those who have gone far away, or if he wants to raise up someone even higher. These are the reasons why Hashem brings the Yisurin. And then the Torah tells us that Kodesh Baruch Hu says that I will bring this affliction to you, not because I hate you, but because I love you. Like a father who afflicts, disciplines his son. Why does a father discipline his son? Either because he's going too far away and he wants to bring him back into the right direction, or many times we find that when he sees that he has talents, like the coach will train the athlete, or the teacher will train the protege, that he sees that he has dormant talents that are not being utilized to their utmost perfection, so he will drive him even to greater heights. These are the purposes of Yisurin. Therefore, Yisurin always come to bring a person closer to Hashem. And therefore, the Rambam says that when affliction befalls a person and he does not react, so he's destroying the whole purpose of the Yisurin. Doesn't react, he can't be brought closer to Hashem. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bring more Yisurin upon him. Therefore, we are obligated to react to them and to concentrate and to delve into these Yisurin. Now, the Gemara in Brochus, more Brochus, it's on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. States, Omar Eish Lakish, Kola Eisik B'Torah, whoever labors in Torah, Yisurin B'Dilin Mimenu. Yisurin are separated from him. He separates himself from affliction. If the whole purpose of affliction is to bring those who have strayed afar back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this means that the whole purpose of the affliction is by someone when there is a shortcoming. There's something lacking. Like in a child. Something wrong, there's something lacking. Therefore, we direct him. It's for the misdirected. But someone who labors in Torah, in the perfection, Torah perfects a person, then Yisurin B'Dilin Mimenu. He's as close as possible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it is not necessary for any Yisurin to come to him. Yisrael, V'Kudshi B'richu, V'Yaraisu Chatu. Just like Klal Yisrael and the Torah are one, so are Klal Yisrael, the Torah, and Hashem are one. If he labors in Torah, he is laboring in the seichel of Hashem, the wisdom of Hashem. He elevates himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He becomes one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he becomes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is, he's coming to the Mokar HaChaim, to the source of Chaim, to the source of Brocha. Atem advekim Hashem Elokeichem, those of you who are close to me today, Chaim Kulchem Hayom, you are all alive. So therefore, the Torah tells us, Im v'chukaisai teilechu, if you will walk in my statutes, what does that mean? Liyes amelim v'Torah, that you will labor in Torah. And from the laboring in Torah, you will be part of Hashem. And from there, that will bring you to fulfillment of mitzvahs of Hashem. And that will bring you to see that other people fulfill mitzvahs. And that will bring you to the love of the wise. And so forth. And so forth. Then, I will bring you all of the brochas. And the brochas I mentioned. But im bechukaisai, but if in my statutes you will not walk, this means you will not labor in Torah. If you will not labor in Torah, then already you are placing a gap between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aye, but you will do mitzvahs. It's not enough. The Yetzer is too powerful. Borosi Yetzer Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu testifies himself. I created the powerful force of evil in the world. As the force of to blind the person. The whole world is called Olam, which means concealed. The Yetzer has the Keah to conceal Hashem. It confuses right with wrong and wrong with right. So if you will not labor in Torah, and then you further yourself from him, so then there's the Yetzer Hara. And the only thing that can completely free a person from the Yetzer Hara is Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, the Torah. But you're not laboring in Torah. You're fulfilling mitzvahs, but that won't carry you too far. Eventually the mitzvahs will fall away. And eventually the love for mitzvahs will fall away. And eventually you'll learn to despise it. And you'll despise others that keep mitzvahs. You'll despise the wise. Already you've estranged yourself from the Torah, and the Torah will estrange itself from you. So now you are far, you are bringing yourself far from Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, wants to bring them back closer. So therefore he will bring Yisurim upon them. He will bring affliction, because affliction also perfects a person. Gemara in Sanhedrin states, Chavivin Yisurim, that affliction is something that was beloved by the Tzaddikim. Because they knew it would be like a person who doesn't suffer pain. If he doesn't suffer pain, he can destroy himself and not realize he's destroying himself. He can put his hand on a fire and not realize that he's doing this. Tzaddikim, they knew what Yisurin were. This was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message to them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will bring Yisurin, I will bring the Klolos. Then he writes, if you will still walk with me in an incidental manner, that's what the Rambam tells us, that Yisurin come on a person and people, they will go along like this is just a natural course of events and has nothing to do with us. So, afani alachtem im mochem bekeri. So I will walk with you also in an incidental manner then. And I will have to bring more Yisurin upon you. So we see that the source of all brochas in the world, this is what the Torah is telling us, is amelis b'Torah, labor in Torah. And for this there's no substitute. Each one according to his own level, according to his own degree, must labor. Not sufficient just to read, just to understand, but must labor. To give us an idea, what does it mean to labor in Torah? We'll conclude with the Maral Miprag in his Gurai, where he writes here, on this parsha, says, why did the Chazal darshan from the word in bechukesai telechu, that you shall walk in my statutes? That means labor. Where did they see that it means labor? It says you shall walk in my statutes. So he said, because ha'inu nei shiksev halimud b'loshin halicha, because it used the word walk. What does it mean, you shall walk in my statutes? How does one walk in your statutes? And he can't refer to mitzvahs, because the next words say, bim es mitzvahs haitishmeru, you shall guard my mitzvahs. So it's referring to the study of Torah. But when it's referred to the study of Torah, it said you shall walk. He says, because, firstly, he says a person can't walk without exercising a lot of energy. Walking doesn't come by itself. Walking comes only because of positive energy and positive labor. When you learn, it must be a learning like when you're walking, with constant, with tremendous energy and determination. Also, when a person walks, he goes from one place to another place. The same thing, when a person learns, when he's learning Torah, the learning must always be where he constantly learns something new. This doesn't mean that one day he learns this page and another day he learns another page. But even when he learns the same page, it must be something new. Every time he learns, he must labor so he understands something in the same Gemara, in the same Posuk, that he didn't understand before. Because halicha, telechu, walking means where you go from one place to a new place. When you learn, you must understand greater depths than you understood before. They used to say on the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, that these were from the greatest yeshivas in Lithuania. So one of the tests that they would give a student before they would allow him to come into the yeshiva is if he could learn over the same, or say over the same shir, or learn over the same piece of Gemara, but each time, say over exactly the same, but each time he must understand something in it more than he understood the first time. There must be new secrets, new understanding, new depths than before. If a person learns a piece of Gemara, and a year later, 2 years later, or a month later, learns the same piece of Gemara, and it's the same, then that's not labor. He hasn't labored. And that's why it states halichu. Then, he says, notice it says, bechukeisai telechu, statutes. We have in the Torah, we have mitzvahs, we have mishpotim, we have bechukeisai. Mishpotim are the laws which have a human logic to them. We can understand them very well. For example, you should steal, you should murder. Chukesai, chukim, that's statutes which we do not understand why the Torah gave them. So the Maral says, that's why it says, bechukesai. It's in the chukim where your main labor is. Because when it comes to the mitzvahs that have a human logic to them, this is easier for us to understand. When we start learning the chukim of Hashem, mitzvahs like klayim, or mitzvahs like kashrus, or certain mitzvahs that do not have a human logic to them, so there it takes great labor. He says, even though we say the chukim we don't understand, it doesn't mean we cannot find understanding in it. It means the complete reason we cannot understand. All of the secrets of that law we can't understand. But there is much that we can, except that demands great labor. That's why the Torah says, in bechukeisai telechu, you shall walk in my statutes. This is the sherish, this is the source of all of the brochas. The labor of Torah. And I think that people who have experienced learning Torah will tell you this. They'll tell you that there is nothing that can do more for a person's vision in this world, for a person's emunah, faith in this world, for a person's bitochen, than the
tamidus, the constant cleaving to Torah. Like the Mishnah in Ovis, that Shammai said that a person should make teiros kva umanachtecha aroi. That even if a person is busy working, but his outlook towards life must be that the time that he spends learning, regardless if he has a lot of time to learn or a little time to learn, the time that he spends learning, that's the goal. That's the goal of his life. Even if it means that he must work a whole day and learn just a little. But the malachtecho should be aroi, his working should serve as if it is a preparation for the learning. And the learning that he does, that's his goal. This is what Shammai said in Oros. This, the Torah tells us, is the source of all brochos. And when a person separates himself from Torah, then the Gemara tells us there's no Eitzah. If he separates himself from the learning of Torah, no matter if you fulfill mitzvahs and do other good things, but eventually disintegration will set in. We should all be zeicher to the brochos, all of the brochos of this Seder.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.